Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, we are so grateful to have you with us this very evening. We are just grateful. We are grateful for your presence. Yes, we are grateful to be honored with you being here with us. Just allowing us to have that listening ear is very important. And we just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your time. And we know that your time is very valuable. Yes, yes. And we just thank you for just coming to give us your ear. Yeah, we are just grateful today. We love to worship God, huh? We love to worship Him. Go get you something to drink. Could be something hot or something cold. Yeah, just go pick up something right quickly. We love to worship. We love to worship our God. He's our God. Yeah, yeah. We're His children. Yes, we are His children. Oh, glory to God. We just give Him praise today. Yeah, yeah. For the many blessings that He showered upon us. We know that 2017 is getting ready to be behind us, and 2018 is looking us straight in the eye. Huh? Glory to God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Yeah, we just thank Him. We thank Him. We thank Him. We thank Him for just allowing us to come together. Yes, He reigns. He reigns forever. It's the Lord our God that He reigns. He reigns forever. Yes, 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 yes. He is the Lord our God that He reigns. He reigns forever. Yes. Yes, we thank Him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, God. Thank you, Master, for this day. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, God, for your listeners, oh God. Thank you, God, for your children, oh God. Oh, yes, we are your children, Master. And we just thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for just allowing us to come and learn more about you, oh God. We're going to just be careful to give you all the praise, God. Oh, that you so rightfully desire, that you so rightfully deserve, Master. Oh, we just thank you for Jesus. We thank you for, oh, the holy child laying in a manger, God. Oh, we're thankful, God. We are thankful, God. We ask, Master, that you bless our listeners. Bless those who are listening today, God, whether it's today, next week, next month, in the morning, in the evening, whenever they hear your word, God. We ask, Master, that you bless them, oh God. Bless them in the areas that they stand blessings in. Whatever they stand in need of, Master, we ask you right now to bless. Whether it's spiritual blessing, whether it's healing, physical blessing, whether it's financial blessings, God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch, God. Master, just breathe on us, oh God. Oh, glory to your name, Master. We ask, Master, right now for traveling grace and traveling mercy for those who are on the highways, those who are getting ready to get on the highways. Master, we ask right now in the name of Jesus for your guidance, oh God. For your protection, Master, that only you can give. Oh, God, we call on you. You are our Savior. You are our El Shaddai. You are our King of Kings. You are our Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Oh, we glorify you. We edify you. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We thank you, God. Oh, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise your name, God. We're going to praise you every day. Every chance we get, we're going to glorify, we're going to edify, we're going to magnify your holy name. Yeah, we just thank you, God. Help us to have good thoughts, oh God. Yes, help us to have good thoughts all about you, oh God. Keep our thoughts lined up with your word, oh God. Our thoughts, God. Oh, our deeds, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. to use us, oh God. Use us to your glory, oh God. Mm-hmm. Cross us over into 2018, Master. Mm-hmm. Knowing who we are in you, oh God. Hallelujah. Glorifying you. Lifting you up, oh God. Every chance we get, oh God. Oh, glory to your holy name. We praise you, God. We praise you, Master. And we're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth, they adore him. What a mighty God, huh? He's mighty. His mighty acts. Hallelujah. We just give him praise and we just thank God for you. Yeah, we're just going to go quickly into our word. We know that we have been, the whole month of really December, we've been focusing on family. And so we want to just kind of finish on family this evening. And I'm going to briefly read this to you. And it just says family. Family comes in all shapes and sizes, all colors, all race, all colors, all creeds. Yeah. Large, small, sometimes great. Yeah. Many are happy to be in a family and some are sad. Yeah. Some people are sad because of the way their family is. Or because they don't have family. Some people are sad because of the family that they have, and some people are sad because they don't have any family. No members, not one member knew how to be together as a family. They weren't born knowing how to be a family. No one was actually born knowing how to engage in family. Each family member had to learn how to be together as family, whether in a large space or in a tiny, tiny little space. They all had to learn how to share together, how to eat together, how to have family time together, how to love together, how to laugh together, and how to cry together. Yeah, they all had to learn this. Yeah, nobody came here knowing how to do this. This is a learned behavior. It is a growing process, and it can be quite challenging. But it takes work, and we have to work at being involved in a family. Family has been in existence for a very, very long time. Yeah. Family was really ordained by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He ordained family. Yeah. We do hope you're enjoying your family. Yeah. After all, remember, no one was able to go to the store and buy a family member. Think about that. Going to the store and they had family members in line. Family members were on the shelves and you could go and select, you want a spicy family member or you want a somewhat unsweetened or someone coated with chocolate. Just think about that. If you were able to, wouldn't that be something? But we know we have been studying a family, and we see that God, with his omnipotent wisdom, he is so wise. He's the all-wise God. He placed Jesus on earth with a family. Isn't that something? He put him here. Glory to God, with a family, just like he did us, just like he did us. Yeah, he placed you in the family. He placed you in the womb of that mother. Glory to God. He placed you in the seed of that father, Look at that. Family with many unthinkable situations. Family members that were not perfect. But family is something to think about. A dad is the protector, a mom is the nurturer, and a kid is the next generation. Isn't that something? Glory to God, huh? What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Mm-hmm. So turn with me real quickly in the book of Luke. We're going to go to Luke chapter 2. Yeah, Luke chapter 2. Glory to God. We thank God. We thank God for Jesus. Yes, we do. We thank God for Jesus. And we're going to start at verse 13. We're going to start at verse 13. In verse 13, and it says, "And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph. He appeared to him in a dream, and he was saying, 'Arise and take your young child and his mother and flee unto Egypt and be thou there until I bring thee word.'" Mm-hmm. Now, what we know, what was going on was, remember, last week we talked about Jesus actually being born. Yeah, he was wrapped in groveling clothes, and he was laid in a manger, and, you know, there was no room for him in a hotel or even in the high regency. There was no room for him. So he was really, his birth was really outdoors. Yeah, he was outdoors. And he was in a stable. Yeah. Remember, this is what we talked about last week. So here today we're talking about what was actually going on after the wise men had come. The wise men had come, and we know that they came with their herbs and their frankincense, and they came to meet Jesus. They came to just lay eyes on him because they had heard so much about this, and they knew that they had to follow the star because the star was going to lead them to where this special child laid, huh? Yeah. But also, at that same time, there was this evil king that was lurking around in this kingdom, and his name was Herod, and he was very fearful of the child. Yeah, the child was very threatening to him. He felt intimidated by the birth of this child. Yes. So what was he doing? We see that Jesus was born here, and the star appeared. The wise men showed up, and, of course, the angel of the Lord appeared. The angel of the Lord, huh? The angel of the Lord. Now, while all of this was happening, there was an old king. Again, his name was Herod. Yeah. And he was very, intimidated by Jesus, the birth of Jesus. He was very intimidated. He didn't really want Jesus to be born. He was totally against a Messiah. He was totally against this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally against the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Go to verse 14. And verse 14 says, "When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt." Who did this? Joseph, the father of Jesus, was obedient to the angel of the Lord. The angel of the Lord had came to him in a dream and had told him that he needed to take the mom and the child and to move quickly. Yeah. And just think, Joseph was very obedient. Yeah. He was obedient to what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ had to say. Think about it. He listened. The angel of the Lord spoke and Joseph moved. Yeah. He was obedient. He was the protector. Remember I said he was the protector of the family. Oh, priceless. Priceless today. This is very priceless. We don't see it too often that the father is protecting the house. Yeah, but look at this. Joseph is protecting Mary and baby Jesus. Huh? Look at that. Our Messiah. Yeah. So here we are in verse 15, and it says, "And was there until the death of Herod." He was in where? Egypt. That is, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Glory to God. Look at that. Now, once the angel had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, listen to that. Come on, let us go to Bethlehem. Let's see this wonderful thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us. These are the shepherds. They desire to lay eyes on baby Jesus as well. Just think about it. You know how we feel when we see a new baby, when a new baby is born? Yeah, just think how we feel. We want to see his little face. We want to see the warmth of the baby laying there resting, and just the whole scene of the family and how they look and how love. We know that love is, oh, love is surrounding the baby. Yeah, yeah. Verse 16, and it says, then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, they had exceedingly wrought and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the courses thereof, 2 years old and under. Now think about that. According to the time when he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Terrible, terrible, evil King Herod. Terrible. He was evil, killing all the babies from birth to 2 years old. Think about that. The little one that you can hold in your arm and you could rock to sleep. Two, just crawling, sometimes just standing up, beginning to walk, murdering all the babies. Why? Because he felt threat. Threat of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He felt threat. Between the obedient dad, look at that, the obedient dad, who was a loving father. He was a loving father. Yeah, he was. But King Herod didn't know one thing. This is what he didn't know, and he didn't understand that he was actually going against a father in heaven. Hallelujah! And he was going against the dad on earth. Look at this. Look at that. Yeah, this is who he was really war with. But he just knew he was at war looking for this child. Yeah, not really knowing that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is our protector. He protects us. Hallelujah. Yeah, he protects us. Verse 17 says, Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah, the prophet. The prophecy had come to pass, and everyone was rejoicing. Yes, of course we were sad by the babies that were murdered, by the babies that were killed. But would retribution be paid? Yes, we serve an almighty God who says, vengeance is mine. He said, I will repay. Yeah, and we trust and we believe that just as he said he would do. Yeah, verse 18 says, in Romana was there a voice heard, lamentation, a weeping, a great moaning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they were not. Yeah, Romana, geographically is Rome, it's Italy, and it's where the Roman Empire was. Lamentations mean an expression of compassion, of grief, of sorrow. This is what she was experiencing, talking about circumstances of this birth. Yeah, the birth, the killing of the children, the birth, the killing of kids, just because you were frightened, you were fearful, you were so uncertain that someone was coming to overthrow your kingdom. Glory to God. Not really knowing that your kingdom was already overthrown. Herod murdered all these children. Yeah. Verse 19 says, but when Herod was dead, yeah, it has come to pass. When he was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. Glory to God. Joseph, a special dad. Joseph, very different. Joseph, who was one who loved. Yeah, he loved his wife. He loved his son. He loved baby Jesus. Yeah, yeah. Now, we know the story about how this all came about. If you just take back and just think about today and today's society, knowing the way that Mary had the baby, had never been touched, or had never been touched by a man, had never been touched by Joseph, how many men you think today would have went along with her and stayed with her? Not too many. We know that. But Joseph, who was exceptionally, glory to God, called by God for this particular task. Huh? Hallelujah. The king is dead. The wicked, the evil king is dead. Thank God that Joseph listened to the angel of the Lord. Thank God that Joseph was obedient. Thank God that Joseph rised up to the occasion of protecting his family. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. God, the angel of the Lord, is God in the form of an angel in his presence. Glory to God, huh? Something significant, something special, something out of this world that we can never, never imagine. The presence of God. Yeah. Verse 20, and it states here, he says, to put Joseph to arise, to get up, and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel. For they are dead which sought the young child's life. Isn't that something? So what this is saying to us is, yeah, you have to just trust God. No matter what it looked like, no matter how you feel, no matter what you think, you trust God. Look at this. So he says, see, but Joseph, to just get up, get up. He says, it's time to move. It's time to get up. Uh-huh. It's time to move on. The green light is on. The light is green, Joseph, and it's time to go. Hallelujah. Huh? Take Jesus. Take Mary and move him on into Israel. Mm-hmm. The wicked king is dead. The wicked king dead. It's over. Yeah. Peace and joy. Huh? Yeah, we all can rejoice. Yeah, because our Savior, our Father, the Father who rests in heaven, glory to God, the Father that doesn't slumber nor sleep, has spoken. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. And when he began to speak through the angel of the Lord, the earthly Father moved. He moved in the on Jesus' behalf. Hallelujah. Yeah, what a combination. What a combination. Yeah, so we know that we have been talking about families. Yeah, and many people who don't have families, there's so much that they're missing out on. Yeah, because families are special. Mm-hmm. Families are unique in their own special ways. Yeah, some of us complain about the families. Yeah. And some families work so unique together in unity. It's just unbelievable to see. Yeah. But we know that God is he ordained families. Yeah. Yeah, he ordained us to be families. Because through our studies about the families, we saw where Jesus had a family. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he had a family. He had family members. He had relatives. He had cousins. He had families. And so family is very important to him. And that's why it is so important for us to take time to spend time with our families. Yeah, quality time to learn who our families are, to reach back, yeah, and go and find your family. Yeah, find your next of kin. Mm-hmm. Find that long lost relative. It's so important. Yes. Yeah. We even looked into, in families, we talked about the honoring of the family, the respect, the esteem that we should have in families, The Bible even goes on to tell us how children should honor their father and their mother so their days could be long upon the earth. Hallelujah. But he also says that family members, parents, do not provoke your kids into wrath. Do not provoke them into becoming angry. So see, that's two parts that everybody in the family works together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody got a part to play. Everybody. So we can have unconditional love for each other. That's what the Father is saying. He desires that we love one another as he has loved us. Hallelujah. How we are caring, how we are concerned for one another. Glory to God. And that way we can learn to have the agape love. Unconditional. In spite of that love. This is the love that our Heavenly Father has for us. And he desires that we, too, should have that love for one another. Glory to God. And we can do this. We even discuss how Moses, who was married to Zipporah, how he had the two sons with her, and how she didn't understand that his commitment that he had to God, she didn't understand it. But Zipporah understood the importance of a wife standing by her husband. Oh, he understood it so till he spoke to his daughter and he told her that she needs to go and be with her husband, Moses. Glory to God, Oh, we talked about the families now. And we know that family is important. So we also covered what we said in our lesson in 1 John 3:18, that dear children, let not merely say that we love each other, but let us show the truth by our actions. So we got to, love is an action word. It's not just a word that we so loosely use, and we see and hear that so much today. But love is an action word. It's a word that we do something. Something comes behind the love that we're supposed to have for one another. I'm supposed to be concerned about you. I'm supposed to want to do for you. I'm supposed to, be there when you need me, when you call. Family. Family is everything. We talked about Martha and Mary. How Jesus came to the house and how two sisters was at odds with each other, and how God came in with his, how Jesus came in, with his disciples, and how he brought peace, in the house. Peace in the house. Glory to God. So we see that peace is very important in the homes. And how he explained to them how one should not allow the other one to vex them, no matter what. If this one enjoys that's so be it. And how we should not try to make the other one become like us. How we should just allow that, whoever they are, to be contented with what ever God has given them. This is who we are. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for your word, because we know that your word is true. And we ask, Master, right now in the name of Jesus, that you continually bless us, oh God. Show us how to be family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we look forward to having you back here on Sunday evenings with God's Favorite Ministries. And back here on next Friday for Victorious Living. And we just want to say Happy New Year to you. And to be blessed in 2018. And remember, God loves you. He loves you. Amen.